With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump claims their renewed focus on affordability is a con job carried out by Democrats.
When it comes to the cost of living, the president has repeatedly claimed progress, and he's irritated with Democrats for talking about an affordability crisis.
Affordability is a hoax that was started by Democrats.
However, the high cost of living remains a top concern for Americans. A new Yahoo YouGov poll shows almost twice as many respondents saying the president has helped raise prices rather than lowering them. Last month, the White House removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says there's a common factor in the growing Minnesota fraud case.
Start with a $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud case during the pandemic. Largest pandemic fraud case in the country. You've had 80-some people have been indicted. 78 of those are Somali immigrants.
Congressman Emmer made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Bissen says the U.S. economy is on an upward trajectory.
The tens of trillions of dollars that have come in investment, both the portfolio investment, investment by companies, investment by countries, is turning into a CapEx boom for the U.S.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has defended military strikes on alleged drug cartel boats, saying President Trump has the right to take military action as he sees fit. The comments made Saturday at a national security forum at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. It comes as the Trump administration faces intense questioning over the deadly strikes and whether they violate international law. Hegseth also compared Trump to Reagan, saying the current president is the true and rightful heir to Reagan. This is SRN News. Democrats have a religious imbalance in their party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. A Japanese court has ruled that the government does not have to legalize gay marriage in the last six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is also the first loss at high courts in the six cases brought by LGBT activists. This is SRN News. CBS will host Erica Kirk.
CBS News says it will host a primetime town hall event next week with Erica Kirk, widow of assassinated activist Charlie Kirk. She'll be interviewed by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss for the event, scheduled to be telecast at 8 p.m. Eastern on December 13th. Kirk has taken over as head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, which was founded by her husband. She'll be questioned by young evangelicals and religious and political leaders as part of an invited CBS audience. Keith Peters, Washington.
A mass shooting at a bar near Pretoria, South Africa, has left at least 12 dead, including three children. Police say the shooting occurred early Saturday in an unlicensed bar in the Salisville Township. Another 13 people treated in the hospital. Authorities are searching for three suspects. South Africa has one of the highest homicide rates in the world. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.